This is November the 11th, 1987. I was born in Guntown, Mississippi, September the 27th, 1898, in the same house my daddy, Jesse Oliver Burrow, was born in. December the 24th, 1872. He married Shelley Raper, December the 5th, in 1897, and in Guntown, Mississippi. Papa and Mama. Papa's mama and Papa was Elizabeth Burrow and Andrew Jackson Burrow. His mother died when Papa was 13 years old. Papa's brother and sisters was John Burrow and Jim Burrow. There was another man, but I don't remember his name. He died. Either a man or a sister, I forgot which, but he died, and I don't remember the name. And the two sisters, Aunt Sally and Aunt Alice, they married brothers, Kellum, Guy Kellum and Jack Kellum. Yeah, they all lived there in Guntown. Mama was born March the 11th, 1878. 70. Her mother and brother were Henderson Raper. He's born in 1828. And he died in 1908. Amanda Kent Raper was born in 1842. Died 1927. My brother and sisters. Alice Pearl, born October the 15th in Guntown, Mississippi, same house my dad was born in. She married.
October 15th, 1900.
Married John Sheldon. Ripley, Mississippi. He's born in Ripley, Mississippi. They had three children. Jimmy Louise, Junior, Sheldon Junior, and Lois Catherine. Next brother was Guy Burrow. And we moved to Calvin, Oklahoma. And he wasn't a little over a year old. We took the measles got the measles on the train going from Guntown, Mississippi to Calvin, Oklahoma. And he died in about 2 weeks after we got there. And he's buried in Calvin, Oklahoma Cemetery. Then we went back to Mississippi. My mother never was satisfied there at Calvin after losing the baby. We moved back to Guntown. Talbert was born there. Talbert there. What year is he born? I can't remember either. Then we moved to Texas. Really, I don't know what year. How old is this? Bessie Lucille was born, in 1907. Really, I don't remember. We lived there 1 or 2 years and moved to Kenner, Oklahoma, where Mama's brother, Uncle Steve Raper, was living here. And we moved to the out the country called Fish Creek. That's where I got my, my 8th grade education at Fish Creek School. Come to Kenner and went to school a while in Kenner. High school in Kenner. And I have Gladys. My sister Gladys born January the 8th, 1912. She married Ernest Mathis. They had 3 children, Vernon, Helen, and Joyce. Marie Barrow born in what year? 1909. Where was Gladys born? We had 4 children, Tommy, Jeanette, Joanne was the oldest, Tommy, Jeanette, Patricia. She married Troy Cummings. He died March the 11th, 1st, 1986. Sarah Barrow was born in Fish Creek in 1909, and he married Leela Martindale from Enterprise, Oklahoma. And they had 4 girls. Leela and, well, Nancy was the youngest. Leela and Nancy and Ann. What's one in Texas? I don't know, but there's one more girl. Yeah, he was a Baptist preacher, missionary Baptist preacher. Joe Farrell Jr. was born 1919, May the 19th, I think it was, 1919. I'm getting old, and I can't think. Sick to boot. Got a broken bone. Yes, he died in the service, 1949, a brain tumor. Mama Farrell, my mother, at brother was 10 of them in that family. When the grandpa and grandma Raper were married, one of them had 2 children and the other one 4 children. Really, I don't know which is which, but I know grandma's name when she married grandpa Raper was Kent, Amanda Kent. And she had 2 or 4, and then grandpa had 4. And then there was 10 children born to this family. There was Uncle Steve Raper, Uncle Thomas Raper, Uncle Jeff Raper, and Uncle Rob Raper. And then, let's see, Uncle James, he was the youngest boy. And then there was Aunt Luanza Raper, Aunt China Raper, my mother, Chelly Raper, and Aunt Randy Reed, she married a Reed, and Aunt Susanetta married a Stevens. She was killed in a car wreck. My mother died in 1953, I believe it was. she'd been paralyzed. They, about 1 month, they lay in 4 years for invalid. Marie Cummings, my sister, and I helped take care of her in her home till she died. I met Wilcox at Fish Creek School. We went to school together, and we married November 5th, 1960, at a preacher in Sanboys, Oklahoma. Then was a pretty good little town, but it's not now. But Kenner wasn't even hardly started then, but after the railroad went through Kenner, it was all moved here to Kenner. Anyhow, we were married, and he ran a garage here in Kenner. Our first baby was born. Our first baby was born 10 months to a day after we were married, and he only lived 5 weeks. Otway, named Otway, and was buried. I'd gone to Lindsay, Oklahoma, to be with my parents, as I wasn't well, or the baby hadn't been well all his life, and died there, and was buried at Blanchard, Oklahoma Cemetery. Come back home to Kenner and lived in 3 different houses, but my husband was still a mechanic, and the only for the garage in Kenner. But he had to, the war broke out, and he had to go to a war in Vancouver, Washington, in his service there. I was pregnant then, and Mitchell was born. Well, he got home. He wasn't in the service for 6 months, and he got home this month before Mitchell was born in Lindsay, Oklahoma. I was with my parents there. Mitchell was born in Lindsay, April 5th, 1919. He made one crop there, a very important crop. But we sold out everything and moved back to Kenner the next year. And then what did we do then? Oh yeah. We began carrying the mail as we come back to Kenner. We bought the old Herbert Moore place, which I live in now. And we got back to Kenner February 10th, 1920. Which was just like a little bit a year old, he was walking. And we began carrying the mail 3 days a week and rode a horse back, with his two routes out of Kenner. Mr. Lewis had route one and Will had route two. But Mr. Lewis died and the routes were consolidated. So he carried both routes till he retired. I don't know what year he retired, but anyhow, he carried the mail a little bit over 30 years. And he had a car wreck once and hurt him pretty bad. He was in and out of the hospital a lot and died March 11th, 1970.
But when he carried the mail, he had
no money, he had an old blind horse. Yes, he did. He rode an old blind horse. We didn't have anything hardly, but we paid $600 down on the house we've got now. I'm living in now. And of course, we saved and I kept school teachers, boarded them. got it fixed up pretty good now. It's a nice home. And I've had all my children there. I know this is born there. And then I had another baby boy there who died at 3 weeks old. His name was Willie Joy, named after his daddy. And then in two more years, Billy Joe was born. And he had to go to the World War II and was killed in just a few months after he went in Germany, right at the end of the war. His body was returned to the United States in a few years after he was killed. Buried at the Sanborn Cemetery where all of our relatives are buried. Then I had one more, a baby girl born dead. I lived by myself, just in and out with my daughter. She and Inez married Leon Juan, and they live just real close here to me. Mitchell lives in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. He married Connie Dunn from Stigler, and he taught school there at Bartlesville, retired, and she worked for the school. She wasn't a school teacher, but she worked for the school, and she's now retired. They have two children, Ann and Linda, and they have five grandchildren. Inez has two sons. Grandchildren. Four grandchildren and one great-grandchild. I have a one great-great-grandchild, Jeremy Vaughn. I've been a member of the First Christian Church here in Kenna ever since I was 14 years old, and I'm now 89 years old fast. I've carried the communion tray there for about 50 years now. Only just a few Sundays until I'd be gone. We went on vacations every year. My husband had 2 and 3 weeks vacation, and we toured the whole United States, seen every capital in the United States, and even in Canada and old Mexico. My husband was superintendent. He'd become a Christian later than I did, and I believe it was 30 or 31, and they put him in as superintendent and Sunday school teacher then, and he remained that until his death in 1970. And, Jerry took his place for a while. I knew his son, and he was transferred to some oil company way off and had to move. So Larry Joe took Jerry's place as superintendent, and he's been teaching the class now for, oh, I don't know how many years, a long time. He's a wonderful teacher. I've heard so many around here say they go down there just to hear Larry pray every Sunday morning. He's a wonderful man. So is my husband. I never worked to get out of Fish Creek when Casey was small, baby or small child. Anyhow, I had her out in the yard up in Rhode Island. Talbert was had a little red wagon, and he come around the house and nipped the ground as hard as he could, and run into her, knocked her down, and of course knocked the breath out of her. I thought she's dead. And I grabbed Tyler and just shook him, and I said, I'll kill you, because you killed Bessie, you killed her. But I said, just the breath had been knocked out of her. She got all right. Oh, over Gladys too. And she's little, going around crawling. Didn't have rugs on the floor like we have now, carpets and all. Just poor folks. Anyhow, she stuck a splinter, big splinter, under one of her fingers. And it rears up before Wood, and you ain't going to bite how bad it was, and the nail come off. Anyhow, she lost that finger back to the first joint, completely just rotted off back to the first joint. Don't know how I could have done that, hardly, but it did. Well, things like that I remember well. We all worked hard and went to the field and picked cotton. The year that I married, the fall that I married in, of 1916, was a beautiful fall of the weather. Papa had a big crop of cotton, made 25 or 30 bales of cotton, and I picked that fall 4 bales of cotton myself. And every time I picked 200 pounds, Papa gave me 50 cents. And I did that for days and days. Saved up my money and went to Portsmouth and bought my wedding clothes. I bought a pretty blue suit and a hat and shoes and things like that for my wedding, which was November the 5th, 1916. I can't think of that preacher's name of Sandor that married us. Ivy Hodges, my cousin, and Benita Roper stood up with Will and me, both my cousins. What was his name? Henry Sutton was a preacher that married us. And when we celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary, Ivy Hodges and Benita stood up with us again for a mock wedding. A lot of folks were there that day, enjoyed their day. My brother, Uncle Cyril Farrell, did a mock sermon that day for us. I don't know what else. How do I stop it?